How's everyone doing? This is Adam Bermudez from the Bronx Chronicle, and we're here on the phone with Andy King, a Bronx city councilman. How you doing, Councilman King?
Doing quite well yourself this afternoon.
I'm okay. I wish, this had been prompted by more, happy circumstances, but I wanted to, do a quick interview with you, because I know you and Councilwoman Vanessa Gibson. I mean, you're both Bronx representatives, but, you guys have been leaders in the past, week and a half on the, situation in Staten Island with Mr. Eric Garner's tragic death. So I first wanted to, let folks know, if they don't know, that you're, the chair of the Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus. And, that's sort of part of what's, brought you to, sort of a leadership role in this, in these trying times. I wanted to, what do you see sort of as your role of the chair of that caucus, sort of in terms of, kind of what's happening going forward with trying to, the healing process?
Well, I'm as the co-chair, along with my co-chair, Rosie Bendez, I approached her after this tragic incident occurred and said, we need to bring awareness, we need to speak out, we must let our voices be heard, not only because our caucus represents communities of color, but as legislators and electeds who represent all New Yorkers, any crime or any injustice or any violations of anybody, we need to make sure that no one forgets it. We need to make sure people are aware of the do's and the don'ts of society, whether you're law enforcement or you're just a regular law-abiding citizen or a citizen who violates the law. So that's how our press conference that I said that we need to do something about it and then put on that ask where we want to see this actually go. And the first ask was asking the mayor to, be the leader that we know he is and instruct, in my opinion, instruct the district attorney to make sure that this investigation is complete, thorough, but swiftly done. We don't want to see this drawn out. We don't want to see fights of unions and people trying to defend the bad actors in this play. We want to make sure that those who are responsible for the death of Eric Garner, that they're held accountable, because if these men and women were not in uniform, they would have long been locked up, then we wouldn't be having this kind of conversation today. So while I respect them for the service that they commit every day, they violated their regulations.
Absolutely.
When he engaged in the chokehold. So, when you violate your own policy, then you need to be held accountable for those policies so people can continue to respect them.
All right, well, let me move on to a quote from the Police Benevolent Association President Patrick Lynch. So he had said videotapes were, never present all of the facts in a situation, that they never catch the criminal act or offense that brings the police action, to the scene. They present an isolated period of a police interaction, but never the entire scenario. So with that quote in mind, what would you say to folks that, would say that while obviously this was, an egregious misjudgment of action on the part of the officer, that, this is not an officer who was looking to murder someone, that, that there were circumstances that, people can't understand, and the role, how difficult it is to be a police officer. What would you, for someone who has, seen this situation and, maybe doesn't have any kind of personal connection, just what would you say to someone like that who, sees the police officer as, well, it's a tough job and sometimes bad things happen?
The sad thing about the statement, I'm just going to back up.
Mm-hmm.
When was the first time, or when was the last time, when have you ever heard Mr. Lynch ever say that his officers were wrong?
I will admit, never, sir. I leave it at, I'm trying to be unbiased here, but I do understand that,
I clearly understand it, but it comes a point that you, and like I said, I respect the officers, I respect the job that they have to do, I respect when you volunteer your time, when you get paid to do service work, not get paid to make billionaires, that is a different breed of person, but there are rules and guidelines that governs all of us, whether you're law enforcement or you have a badge or you don't have a badge. And for us to say that we didn't see what we saw, in the court of law, they break things down. down to very minor points where they address that particular act, then they will take the law and draw up a whole scenario based on that 2 minutes of footage,
right,
or that 30 seconds of footage. So now when that footage doesn't work in your favor, now all of a sudden you want us to disregard it.
Right.
That's hypocritical. You know, so that's why, you know, you lose respect, because if you're going to say that this law is in existence, if you're saying it's a violation, if you're saying to protect the public as well as protect the officers, we all have a responsibility. If someone is too aggressive and they're apprehensive of taking down a criminal when their lives are not at risk, every service person that's standing there is responsible and liable to step in. So even when the gentleman, officer was put the chokehold on him, and they all know it, it's illegal, because Mr. Garner was not a threat to them. The video shows he wasn't fighting back. He wasn't screaming and yelling and cussing.
I think that is very clear to everyone, and that's, you know, why it's such a difficult issue for some people to understand, you know. So.
No, it's not difficult that they choose not to understand it, because they want to be biased, because, again, this world, as much as we think we're progressive, thinking and moving forward, we still have a racial and prejudicial divide that governs, that is very underlying tones for individuals, and then for some people it is very overt, and their behaviors and their thoughts are guided on that. They won't come out publicly and say it, but do their actions tell it? Because if we were somewhere else and that gentleman was not the color that he was, would they pursue to take a joke on and take him down? Press his head into the concrete like he was an animal, but then just let him lay there for a couple 7 minutes before someone decided to say, let's get somebody over here because he's not moving right. Would you treat your pet like that? Pets get better treatment than some human beings on occasion. And this was one of those incidents. So everybody who was standing there, who was participating, your own rules and regulations say that you're supposed to intervene if another individual was going too far. They didn't. They had no respect for this gentleman, regardless of what he might have did 20 years ago, because those same officers could have done something that was in violation of the law some time ago, but they don't want to be judged on what they did 20 years ago or 3 weeks ago. We talk about what's happening at the moment right now. And the right now moment says, hey, listen, you all are in violation of your own standards and protocol, and then when it comes to apprehending someone, so why should you be held accountable? There's no outside law that we're pulling out. I'm talking about NYPD rules and regulations. So in order for us as a community to say, hey, Commissioner Bradley, you've been changing the rules, you've been coming, you're trying to make New York a better place for us to have better police and community relationships, the biggest thing he can do that's different than no other commissioner I ever call to do is hold an officer accountable when they're breaking